Hey, you're listening to episode 9 of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about ways that you can reprogram your mind. Now, why would you want to reprogram your mind? Because if you're like most humans, you might engage into some self-sabotaging behavior at times. And it doesn't need to be on the extreme end of substance abuse or anything like that. It can simply be procrastination. It can be getting distracted by things that are not in alignment with the things that you want to do or how you want to be. Basically, any behavior that is not in alignment. So if you're ready to program some new habits that are in alignment with who you want to be and that will help you get there faster, then this is the episode for you. Let's get on with the show. Hello, I am back at my little home studio. Super excited to be recording here with my mic and my face. It just feels like such a blessing. And I feel like I am at a slumber party. I'm getting those like excited slumber party feels. And I think it's because, well, I know it's because I just brought in my down comforter because it's been getting pretty chilly here. And I love just feeling like all the cozy feels. You know what I mean? Like cuddling in like your favorite blankets, drinking like the hot drinks, all the things. That's what I love. So anyways, I brought in my comforter and I put the outside of it in the washer. And I just laid this puffy white down comforter all over the ground. And then I threw my other favorite blanket, gray fuzzy blanket, all over the ground. And the cats are like snuggled up, passed out in them. And it just makes me think of a slumber party and how fun a slumber party is. I know when I go back to Michigan to see my family, one of my favorite things is just having everybody together and all of the kids come and, you know, we just, my siblings, and we all just spread blankets out and we just all fall asleep somewhere or watch a movie. And it's just really fun. And I think that we're never too old to have a slumber party, you know, and bring back those good feelings, right? So we can spark that for ourselves. All right, so this episode, Programming Your Mind. This episode is basically part two of a two-part series that I had mentioned back in episode 7. So episode 7 was about programming your mind, and really the episode was focused on helping you understand the power of the subconscious mind. And you really want to understand that so that you can be intentional about how you show up. Because we know that about 95% of the decisions that we make come from the subconscious part of your mind, right? So you can think of the results that you have mostly due to the subconscious. So instead of just having these dreams and desires, all of that's happening in the conscious, we want to look at programs and habits that we can develop that align with our dreams and desires. So align the conscious with the subconscious. If you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, make sure that you go back and listen to episode 7. Now, show me some grace with episode 7 because I remember being so tired trying to get that information out and feeling low energy because of energetic influencers. I'm going to do an episode on that for you because we know that things affect our energy. And if you're like me, you might have a lot of things going on and you can find yourself feeling burnt out at times, just physically fatigued because there's so much happening and you're trying to be creative, but it's just not happening for you. And that's because creativity lives at a higher energy level versus, you know, like if you're just feeling burnt out or tired, that's more at a lower catabolic state that just naturally happens because as humans, we're constantly fluctuating between the different energy levels. And if you're like, what are you talking about, Angela? Make sure that you go back and you listen to one of the earlier episodes on energy levels and everything you need to know about them. And then the guide that you can get that really explains all of those levels can be found on my website over at intentionalmindpodcast.com. And that will really help you kind of assess where you're at and kind of assess where other people are at and do some of your own shifting if you need to. All right, let's talk a little more about self-sabotage. before we get on to those strategies. So self-sabotage really refers to behaviors or thought patterns that hold you back and prevent you from doing the things that you really want to do, or prevent you from acting the way that you really want to act. So what are some of the common forms of self-sabotage so we can recognize them? Number one, procrastination. So this might look different to everybody. So for example, it might be binging on Netflix when you know that you need to be doing something else that will help you make progress on your goals or be that person that you want to be. Or it might look like you cleaning a lot. Like this is something that me and my friend Tyler tend to do when we feel like we need to do something else that's maybe scary to us or just out of our comfort zone. Even if that thing is more in alignment with who we want to be, we might find ourselves cleaning as a way to procrastinate and avoid. So sometimes it can look like behaviors that other people might say are healthy behaviors, like even exercising. It becomes a self-sabotaging behavior when it's not in alignment with that goal, that specific goal at that specific time, right? So start to recognize that for you. How does that show up for you? Sometimes substance abuse is a thing for people. And you have to think with all these self-sabotaging behaviors, the subconscious mind starts to believe that this is the best thing to do. It actually sends a cue like, hey, this is going to get uncomfortable. I know something that makes you feel good. Do that thing, because it's always trying to keep you safe. And that's how these kinds of habits get programmed. They get repeated over and over, and then you get to the point that you don't even need to think about it. And what happens is something uncomfortable happens, or like there goes that thing that, oh, this makes me uncomfortable. Turn on Netflix. There's a program for it running. Oh, there goes that thing that makes me uncomfortable. Grab the alcohol, right? So that's how this stuff gets developed. Stress eating, same thing. That's a big one for people. Oh, I feel stressed out. I know something that can make me feel good. Eating that piece of cake. And it sends those kinds of hormones in your body, right? That you're like, ooh, this feels good for the moment, but maybe not long term. That's another example of self-sabotage. Sometimes people sabotage relationships. Like they are afraid of someone maybe neglecting them. So they kind of ruin the relationship before it even gets to that point. That's another thing. And this is like deeper stuff that is developed from programs and over time, over things that we've learned or things that have been modeled to us or from our environment. It's survival mechanisms that we've kind of learned. That is all subconscious stuff right there. It gets really tricky and wonky. So, all right, I think you guys understand the whole concept of self-sabotage. We need to dive in deeper to that at a later time. But for now, this topic of programming your mind is so relevant because you can see how maybe there's been some habits and programs that have developed as a result of something that isn't serving you. So how can we develop some different kinds of programs and strategies that do serve us? How can we be more intentional about this? That's our goal. All right, first step, I want you to start paying attention to see if there's any self-sabotaging behavior that you might have. And then ask yourself, why am I doing this? And you're doing it because in the moment it is serving you. So recognize this is a behavior that in the moment you feel like is serving you, but long term it's not going to serve you. So you need that awareness first. And then think about whatever goal that you have, who do you need to be to make that a reality for you? Now look at the times that you're self-sabotaging. And I want you to ask yourself this. The person who has the thing that I desire, what do they do at these kinds of times? What do they think at this kind of time? So I'll give you an example. I know that I can procrastinate a lot when it comes to doing specific activities that will help my business move forward. Sometimes I will find myself binging on listening to podcast episodes when I should be working on things of my own, right? And the people that I admire, they're actually not really paying attention so much to what anyone else is doing if I study them. They always talk about time blocking. They always talk about planning their day the night before. They say that they honor their calendar. They pick one main thing to focus on, like, you know, a certain day is the day that they record their podcasts. They don't live on social media, stuff like that. So when I think about the first strategy that I want to share with you, which is repetition and emotion, that's what I kind of like to call it. I think about those people who have what I desire, what are they repeating? And then there's emotion tied with it. So I know that, like I said, they were repeating time blocking, right? And they say things like, I honor my calendar. I hear them say that. So they're repeating those kinds of thoughts. Do you see that? That repetition is creating their results. It's not just about what they're doing. It's about what they're thinking too. So how can you know what they're thinking? You can study them. You can analyze them. There's programs and habits that lead to every result. And it's beyond just the doing. That's the part that I want really just for all of us to grasp, because a lot of times we think that we can just copy exactly what they're doing and then we'll have the exact same results. No, not if the subconscious gets involved, because that's where the thoughts come in. And if that story, that internal dialogue, those deeper beliefs about yourself are not in alignment, the doing of it is going to be very short-lived, because eventually you will self-sabotage and result back to your current program that is running. That is what your mind is designed to do. So we really need to look at that internal program that is running. All right, so back to repetition and emotion, the first strategy. So an example of somebody who did, I don't want to even use the word good, but you get what I mean when I use this word, good job of using this strategy of repetition to program is Adolf Hitler. And the reason why was because no one can deny that he was a powerful persuader. He was. He got people to do things that were horrible and get them to believe that that was the right thing to do. Why? Because he messed with their minds and he programmed their minds. And one of the strategies he used was repetition. He said things over and over, and he used emotion. Like, he had a lot of stories around things that got people really emotionally involved and repeated certain things over and over. In a sense, he kind of hypnotized them, if you want to think about it that way, right? Because all of us are getting our minds programmed from our external environment, from other people, but we're not doing it intentionally. So what I want to advocate is that you intentionally program your mind. That's what we're about. Okay, so you got to think about, well, what do I need to repeat to myself and how can I tie a lot of emotion into it? So I remember when I went through basic training in the Army and we had to learn the Soldier's Creed. So it's like this whole statement, it's a creed that says, I'm an American soldier. I'm a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I'm disciplined, physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills. And there is more to it than just that. But I figured I would jump in and pause. Okay, so I remember we always had to repeat this over and over and over to the point that you remembered it, to the point that you showed up that way. You believe that. And this just recently really hit me because I'm like, oh my goodness. Because we do this work in my Mind Your Vision program. You create, in a sense, your own kind of creed. And you program your mind to be that kind of person. And you're like, dang, the Army, like the U.S. Army uses this strategy. And they do it for a reason. Because they want to create soldiers that think and act a certain way. So they're trying to program their mind using this strategy of repetition. Remember, whatever you repeat, you program. So a lot of us are repeating the same thoughts that we had yesterday. In fact, I'm reading this thing right now. It says, according to the National Science Foundation, an average person has about 12,000 to 60 thoughts per day. Of those, 80% are negative and 95% are repetitive thoughts. Now, do you see a number that's similar to another number we mentioned, 95%? Subconscious. So that's where we want to start reprogramming and targeting. So the subconscious works really hard to keep the current programming running. Now, if you have thoughts that are repeated over and over that you're this kind of person, the subconscious is like, all right, that's who we are. I'm going to make sure that we continue to be in alignment with who you say we are. And that's awesome. Because if you have your own kind of creed and you're saying, I am this kind of person, that subconscious is working for you to keep that program running. Now, what you need to do is decide what kind of program do you want running. So I recommend that you develop your own kind of creed and that you repeat that to yourself over and over. Earl Nightingale said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. Now, I have a story for you about how I started repeating my own kind of creed to myself and what happened as a result of that. Now, one particular statement I started saying to myself, I am strong, fit, and confident. And I would repeat it to myself over and over. And I ended up running a race, and I had not been training hard for this race or anything. I actually was barely running. And I ran the fastest race I've ran since high school. And I remember in high school, I trained all the time. It's been a long time since then, not training anywhere near that. I've had some more injuries since then and everything. And I'm like, how did I run that fast? I ended up getting this sweet trophy because I placed amongst all of the women. And people came up to me and they said, you must train a lot. And I thought, no, actually, I've been barely running. And then I realized, no, I do train a lot. I train my mind a lot. And that was the only thing that I could think of that had changed, was that I started repeating to myself, I'm strong, fit, and confident. And even when I was getting tired, I started repeating that to myself. And I really do believe that my subconscious is like, yeah, we know who you are. We'll make sure that you are doing the things that are in alignment with that. And if you're strong, fit, and confident, you're confident right now as you're running. You're strong right now. You can make it through this. You're fit. You got it. And there's so many stories and studies about the power of your mind and the results that you're able to create because of your mind. The greatest athletes know this, but we'll talk about that more in our next strategies. All right, strategy two, self-hypnosis. Strategy one is basically a form of self-hypnosis if you think of repetition and making it very much tied to your emotions. Well, you can actually kind of hypnotize yourself by tapping into that theta brainwave time. And you've heard me talk about this, I'm sure, if you listen to other episodes, where I say that there's this time that you can really program your mind, where it's the same level that trained hypnotherapists bring people into to reprogram the mind. Now, this is a theta brainwave time. This is happening right before you fall asleep and when you first wake up in the morning, that kind of drowsy state. This is the time that you really want to repeat those messages and repeat them as much as you can, but this is that peak time that you want to repeat. So maybe before you fall asleep and right when you wake up, this is the time that I'm using to say those messages to myself, my own personal creed to myself. It's also the time that I'm using to visualize what it is that I desire. Like when my alarm goes off in the morning and I say my messages through myself, I vision myself having that become a reality for me. And then I move on to visioning with the next few things that I would like to do. This is also a strategy that is in the book NeuroWisdom, which I absolutely love. The neuroscientist that wrote the book, who is so brilliant, he talks about how that's a strategy that you can use throughout the day. Like you can actually visualize your next coming task, and that will make it so that you're more likely to complete those. I feel like this is common sense, but it's not common practice. And that brings us to our third strategy, which is visualization. My favorite one, because I love to teach on the power of visioning. And there's a lot of tools that you can use to really help you create the results that you want that are related to visioning. Now, that's one that I talked about where you actually sit and you vision in your own mind the upcoming task. Like let's say in the morning, my alarm goes off, I go through my little creed, and then I think about, okay, so I see myself going down the stairs, going to the bathroom, chugging my water, turning on my hot water for my tea, coming back into my little writing room, grabbing my journal, writing, doing my planner, those things. And then my meditation, like I go through all of that stuff in my mind. And then I'm more likely to go down the stairs and make that happen. So how can you do more of that throughout the day? Use visualization. Because your subconscious responds very well to pictures. Now, one of my favorite stories is, what's her name? Her last name, I think, is Andreescu. She was the 19-year-old tennis player who beat Serena Williams in the U.S. Open. I'm sorry, I don't know all these things. In a nutshell, I just remember hearing that she beat Serena Williams. And I don't even follow tennis, right? But I know who Serena Williams is. And then I think in my mind, this 19-year-old girl like showed up and competed with Serena Williams and beat her. Like, what the heck? So in an interview, her name, Bianca Andreescu, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but she said that she visualized herself winning that trophy and like the whole game and all the things. And she repeated it in her mind over and over and over, and it became a reality. And there are a ton of athletes that also use the power of visualization. Michael Phelps is one of them. He's well known for that. His coach actually encourages him. And sometimes people say that you can hear him saying something around the lines of like play the movie or something like that, where he has him visualize in his mind the strokes that he's doing and all of that. This stuff works. If you think about it, your brain is so visual. You need to tie images to your goals so that it can see what it is that you want to do. The reason why you know where your car is, let's say you go to the store and you park somewhere, the reason why you can spot your car is because you know what it looks like. There is an image stored in your mind. Now, you need to be able to spot the things that are in alignment with your goals, and you need to teach your brain what to look for and how you need to be so that the reticular activating system, that part of your brain that acts like a filter, won't filter out the things that are in alignment with who you want to be. The prime example that people use is, you know, when you're going to go buy a new car, you end up seeing that car everywhere and you're like, what is this car now showing up? Or like, did I just not know that all these cars were here? Well, your reticular activating system filtered it out. But then once you told it, hey, I want you to look for this kind of car, it started bringing that into your awareness. And now you're seeing it. So visualization, so important. We could definitely tap into that more. Even creating vision boards. I always teach around that. But I want you to do it in a way that's very strategic and in alignment with how your brain works. But that's a whole nother podcast and a whole nother course, which I'm teaching here coming up. Oh, and I saw this strategy used recently with the campaigns. So the best of marketers know how to program people's minds, and they try to often. So one of the things I got in the mail was a letter from someone encouraging me to vote. And it went through this whole script, and it basically like said, when are you voting? Like you kind of filled in the blank. And then it's like, where are you voting? And then it went through like what your day is going to look like. And then at the end, it said the candidate that it wanted you to vote for. And in a sense, what it was doing, it was priming your brain, getting your brain to visualize yourself going through all of that stuff and then voting for that specific person. That's an example of them trying to program your mind. We want you to be the one that is programming your mind. So creating these kinds of scripts for yourself is really helpful. All right. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. Real quick, let's recap. Now, the first thing that I want to recommend is that you gain some awareness around how you may be self-sabotaging and why that is. And who is it that you actually want to be like? What kind of person do you want to be like? And what are some new programs that you need to program? All right. And then you're going to get onto the strategies that you can use. So the first one is repetition. What are the thoughts that you need to repeat? And can you tie some emotion with that? If you visualize it, you can tie some emotion with that. Then develop a little creed for yourself. I am statements, as if you already are. Write something out for yourself related to your goals that are in alignment with that. Then you're going to spend time visualizing that and repeating that right before you fall asleep, when you first wake up in the morning, and then visualize throughout the day, you being that kind of person. All right, if you like this episode, please let us know. Leave a review if you haven't. Share it with a friend. Shout out to us. I hope that you have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you soon.